This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, September 25. The One Who Sat There. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 4. At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby, a rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also, in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. In John's vision of heaven, we soon see the focal point is the one who sits on the throne. Here, Revelation brings us into the awesome presence of the Lord God Almighty. This isn't the first time the Bible tells of someone standing before the Lord Almighty. But since the time of Jesus' ascension to heaven, this is the first sustained and detailed description of the one who sat on the throne. Even so, we're not given a full description of the Lord. This revelation is not for satisfying our curiosity. The Lord God opens heaven's door and has us stand in His presence so that faith in Him may spring to life, grow in conviction, and be sustained in hope. In our world of mixed emotions and situations, joy and sorrow, doubt and conviction, success and failure, health and sickness, God wants us to see that our world is centered in Him. The Gospel of Mark tells us that Jesus' ministry began with the words, "The kingdom of God has come near." And here, in Revelation, we see that Jesus' mission continues as He's seated on the throne. Hallelujah! Our God reigns. Pray with me. Lord, what a powerful and gracious gift You give us. We stand in awe and amazement that You reign over all things. Help us to have deeper faith, trust, and hope in You. In Your name, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.